Come in. Finally. Did you stop somewhere else before coming to the office? The nurse informed me immediately of what transpired. I must say, I'm very disappointed. Not only did you attempt to get out of your end-of-term presentation, but you actively attempted to assault our school nurse. I should inform you to the police. But the nurse saw that I was fit to administer a proper punishment. Sit. I said, sit. Good. Now enlighten me. How does a young man come to believe he can ask such abhorrent things of a member of staff? A hand job. It's not only disappointing that you would ask in general, but so close to graduation as well. Did you even consider that your future education could be jeopardised by something other than your brain? You know, it's almost as if boys such as yourself believe they can actually successfully engage in sexual relations with all manner of people. Even superiors or authorities, once they come of age. To think your wonderful mother would raise such a perverted boy. What did you think would happen? Your magical cock would get hard and suddenly charm a medical professional into taking care of it? I've never heard something more idiotic. Someone licensed to save lives instead gets disrespected and assaulted by an ingrate. Let me be clear. While this potentially may not impact your permanent record today, this will not happen again. Once you leave this room, this kind of offence will result in something far worse than a slap on the wrist. It could result in a visit to the penitentiary. Do you understand? Say it, young man. If you don't understand, I'm sure I can have your mother come in to help me explain to you why this is such a serious offence. Even a child understands what you've done is extremely inappropriate. And yet you sit there, absolutely dumbfounded by the idea that you've done something you saw in some ridiculous video that didn't work out the way you'd hoped. Did you actually believe that content was plausible in reality? Now, young man, you are going to apologise to me. And then after, you're going to go to our nurse, just down the hall. They haven't gone through years of training and rigorous work to be disrespected and assaulted by little perverts such as yourself. Not going to apologise. Well then. Perhaps you need to be convinced. I believe I have an idea for your punishment. Get up. Now. Over here. Please bend over onto the desk. Yes, I'm quite serious. Your mother spoke of your upbringing, and knowing what she didn't do tells me all I need to know of why you wish to gallivant about like a child. And, if you wish to act like a child, you will be treated like one. Bend over the desk, young man. I don't ask for anything twice. That's better. Now, isn't this a picture that a young man like you would fear? Bent over your principal's desk? Being spanked like the immature little boy you are. Too soft, Oh, I am far from finished with you. Oh, a yelp? Aren't laughing now, are you? Would you like your perverted little friends to know about this? Your principal showed you exactly who you are. A little perverted deviant. Oh, is that a tear I see? Are you feeling more inclined to obey? Don't whimper. I'm not so terrible. I am, after all, alleviating the pressure of dealing with another authority. Perhaps a touch of gratitude is in order instead. Now, be a good boy and apologise for what you did. There we go. Much better. Come, stand up for me. Curious. In such pain and yet still hard, aren't you? I might think you enjoyed this. Do your friends know about this? Do they know you like being treated like a dirty little pervert? No, they don't. I didn't think so. Such a life of toxic masculinity, young man. You shouldn't be so afraid. Perhaps you wish the nurse would have taught you a lesson themselves. But alas, that responsibility has fallen to me. I could send you out, hoping that you don't enact this sort of event again and force you to parade down the halls with your cock practically trying to burst out of your trousers. Or I could ensure your secret is safe with me. Well, why don't you stop lying out of every orifice you possess and tell me what you really want? Did you really deny an apology because you simply wish to rebel? Or did you hope the punishment would grow more severe? Oh, look at you straying. The more force I gave, the harder you became. Oh, I noticed. I was surprised at first, but one shouldn't be embarrassed about such things. But such a little apology isn't enough for what you've done. Apologise for lying to my staff. Apologise for your abhorrent actions. Apologise to me for daring to defy even one of my requests. And thank me for keeping your punishment in school. Thank me for what I just did to you. And good. Because if you want anything, you're going to ask nicely. And perhaps I will indulge you if you follow my every instruction. That's right. You're going to be good for me. And if you are, perhaps I'll give you what you hoped for. Now, be a good boy and remove your pants. Take them off. Just as I thought, with a cock this hard, you wouldn't be rid of it for quite a while. Isn't your class across school grounds? That would be quite a trek, displaying this thing to everyone. Your friends, your rivals, someone you had your eye on, perhaps? I bet this is what you want. You hoped that they would just walk up and stroke. Yes. Whimpering. That's what I want. Whimper for me. Ask me to continue. And tell me, young man, how long has it been? My, that is quite a time for someone your age. The need for release must be agonising. Let's see here. Hush now. I'm just gently wrapping my hands around your balls, just above, making them perfectly tight, tugging just a little. Now, I want you to beg me to touch your cock.
I said beg. Don't just ask, beg. The longer you take, the more I squeeze. Tighter and tighter. Unless you're enjoying it. The more your balls slowly grow, more and more tight beneath my hand. Beg. 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 I do enjoy hearing a perverted young man beg like this. I'll let them go, gently. The release feels good, doesn't it? If you want more, then ask nicely. Much better. I'll just squeeze them and release. Feels nice knowing your balls are mine. Literally. Now tell me. Tell me they're mine. That's what I like to hear. Maybe you do deserve a little release now that you're learning how beneficial raw obedience can be. Don't moan too loud. Now, there are people working just outside. Be quiet. Or else this ends. And like I said, you will parade across school grounds with a cock harder than you've ever known. And with nothing to do with it. That's right. I have no qualms with shoving you out this door like this. Now hush. Simply whisper and beg. Little shy whispers like a good boy should. Just like that. Stand perfectly still. Look at your principal in the eyes and know who owns you. I do. I hold your cock, your balls, your reputation, and your future in my hands. But you like that, don't you? Tell me how much you wanted this. How, when you faked sick earlier today, you hoped you'd get sent here. You hoped I would punish you like this. Just like this. Oh, I do enjoy seeing a young man jump from the shock. Do you want another? Of course you do. Ask nicely. That's better. Don't worry, I won't stop stroking. The more you obey, the more I give. Now, since you're so willingly obedient, I think I'll give you a little help. A principal must be prepared for all situations, young man. This is what you wanted, isn't it? I know you did. After a proper punishment, it's so important to show someone they deserve something for their submission and you're being ever so obedient. Your cock is throbbing quite a bit now. Are you getting close already? Good. The faster this is over with, the faster I can return to my work. You aren't the only student I must deal with today, you know. Though, your squirming and whimpering does grant you leeway, but still, I need you to come. Once you do, you won't bother anyone in our schools, because they won't measure up to this. They won't give you the punishment you hope for. They won't respect your needs like this, will they? No, they won't. They won't respect your wishes to keep this private. Only I will. And I know what you need. You need to be treated like a little perverted delinquent you are. Shivering, are we? Good. That means you're close. Let me know when you're about to come. I'll squeeze your balls just like this to make sure you hold on just long enough. No, I won't stroke faster. I need to make sure you only come when I deem necessary. Slowly up and down, slick and wet. I want to feel your body quiver with how badly you want to finish. Just get a bit closer. Closer to that edge. Closer to that cliff I know you wish to leap from. Just a little bit longer. Not yet. Just feel my hand slowly moving along your cock. Are you ready to come? Yes? Then beg. Beg me more than you have before. I want to hear the desperation in your voice. I want to hear the shudder in your breath. I want to feel your skin crawl with that need for the perfect sweet release. Keep going. How badly do you want to come? What are you willing to do for me? Tell me. Tell me you'd do anything for me. Good boy. I'm going to count down from 5. When I reach 1, I'm going to tell you to come. And when I say come, and only when I say come, you can finally let everything out. Do you understand? Good. Now let us proceed. 5. That's it. Moan lightly. Feel your body beg for me. 4. Get ready now. I don't want to keep you waiting when it's time. 3. Beg for it. Let me hear you ask nicely. 2. Almost there. Are you ready? Tell me how badly you want it. That's right. Know who owns you. And 1. No. Your obedience has not yet garnered enough renown to receive a complete release. Instead, you are going to be an obedient student and walk out that door. You will walk to the nurse's office, apologise accordingly without any form of advance, and then you will return to your class and finish your presentation. You have 10 minutes, and it's at least an 8-minute walk, is it not? I don't care if your cock is impossibly hard, nor what the students will say. This is your own doing, and your perverted mind will be on display for the entire class, the way you deserve. Bullying? Young man, as far as I can see, you're getting your just desserts. Now, pick up your trousers and walk, else I find you in my office for avoiding necessary classes without good cause. If you have a perfect record until your final day, perhaps then I will give you what you want. But until then, do not let me see you in my office. Do you understand? Good. Ensure your perverted ways do not affect your schoolwork any longer. Out. But I'll be damned if I allow any form of bullying to proceed on my grounds. Against the wall, you little pervert. Faster than you expected. I need to make sure you come quickly, young man. Come on, just let it out. Come, hurry up and come. Yes, that's it. Come right here, into this tissue, now. If you make a mess, you'll regret it, that's it. Come, good boy. But I'm not going to stroke you. No, a dry orgasm is all you deserve. Just let it out. I don't want to hear a single complaint about your ruined orgasm. Finally. Such a massive load. You truly were pent up. However, being a rule-breaking school pervert has no place. If you're good, you may be rewarded. Let that be a lesson to you. You're lucky I abhor bullying more than I wish to punish your misdeeds. Now, out with you. I'll allow you to wait until your cock softens, but you still have to apologise to the nurse and to your instructor for missing your presentation. I don't think I've forgotten. You still must actually attend classes and be part of the education system. Do not let me catch you trying to escape your responsibilities again. As next time, I will not be so kind.